Welcome to another episode of Return to Reality program coming to you from A9TV Beautiful City Istanbul. Today we have a very distinguished guest and he's coming from United States and Oktar will introduce him now.
Our distinguished guest is Brother Miles Shelton. He's our guest from California. Miles Shelton, our brother in Islam. He took the name Ismail Abdul Malik after embracing Islam. He is a member of our beloved Sultan, Sheikh Nazim's Dargah in the United States. Brother, salam alaikum, welcome, and it's a great pleasure and honor to have you. MashaAllah.
Well, alaikum salam, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Okay. MashaAllah.
We have some question. Good morning also, and assalamu alaikum, dear brother Miles. Thank you for joining us at A9 TV today. We are glad to meet you, and we will be happy to listen your story, how you were introduced to Islam, and how you decided becoming a Muslim.
Well, when I was a young man in California, my father was a well-known psychiatrist, and he passed away some years ago. He's buried actually in a Zen Buddhist monastery, so he was interested in different religions. When I was a young man, though, I, like a lot of young people, I got in trouble, and I was worried about my life and not knowing my direction, and I started studying philosophies and religions. And alhamdulillah, I came to Islam through the writings of various writers on religious topics and spiritual topics. At that time in America, there was very little Islam. It was not well known. I'm an Anglo-Saxon person. There was some Islam, you know, in the African-American community. But at that time, and still today, really, there are not so many Anglo-Saxon Muslims. We need more dawah activity with my community.
Yes, mashallah, inshallah.
But when I was a young man, I accepted Islam, but I was still missing something. I still felt an insecurity. I needed a community. I needed guidance from a wise person. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led me through his destiny, through his, from before time, we believe we were related, and we knew each other on the Day of Promises, and we were led to our beloved master, Maulana Sheikh Nazim al-Qabrusi al-Haqqani, and this was now almost 30 years ago, in 1986.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
And so I visited his community first time in London, England. At that time, he was every Ramadan coming and leading prayers with the Turkish community and the Cypriot community in London, and at that time the group was starting to get quite large, not as large as it is around the world today with all of the activities that are happening via the internet and through so much good work of all of our brothers and sisters, but at that time we met him every year in London, and alhamdulillah I visited him also in Cyprus in his Durga.
What was the most impressed you in our beloved Sultan and his personality and his speeches?
They were so the real Islam. I was so hungering to see, what does this mean, sajda? What does this mean, wudu? What does this mean, zakat? How do we live? You can read in books, but it's not sufficient. You need a model. You need an older brother. You need a father. You need a grandfather. Ultimately, you need a sheikh, a rightly guided one, with his feet on haq, who can show you the right way to walk and not leave you in the hands of your nafs, in the hands of your own individual personality, which is always going to be partial and confused and ultimately a very weak entity. With a community and with a sheikh, we are strong. And so, alhamdulillah, Maulana Sheikh Nazim has great ability also to speak to modern people, to Western people, to give them guidance from their own experience. And he, of course, is a beautiful human being, a real human being who melts all of the ice and all of the stones that are our hearts and makes us into his beloved followers.
MashaAllah. Yes. His approach, as you said, against bigotry is very modern, and full of love. And we share exactly the same views with our Sultan, Sheikh Nazım, mashallah.
Mashallah. Yes, Brother Abdulmelik, we are very happy to know that you are a member of Sheikh Nazım Dergah in the United States, and you are together with his family and close circle, mashallah. Can you please tell us about the warm, friendly, and loving relationship and dialogue in the Dergah and the Islamic spirit, inshallah?
Well, to quote Maulana Sheikh Nazım, and anything I say which is incorrect is from me. If I say something and it is correct, it's from Maulana Sheikh Nazım, because I've sat with him for now almost 30 years, and we are always amazed by the new wisdoms and the new knowledges that he brings to his followers. When you, to quote him, he says that we need khanagas, durgas, Sufi centers, tariqa centers, because masjids are important, we pray there. But afterwards, he says the shaitan is always waiting to lead us astray to nonsense activities. But if we have a durga or a khanaga or a center or a place for people to be, in the old days, in the great days of the Ottoman Empire, you had places where people could spend the night, where they could take a meal. For the poorest people, they were given free meals.
Yes.
You had a place for sisters and families who could be, and children. We all know in some masjids they are not friendly to families and children. And of course, in our Naqshbandi Tariqa, there were so many children, so many families, and so much warmth, like you say, of a family way together, and people are happy to be there to make zikr, to visit with people, and of course we visit with people from every corner of the world, from China, from Indonesia, from Africa, from South America, from North America, from the island nations. It's really a remarkable community.
MashaAllah.
Yes, brother, when there are non-Muslims and also new Muslims introduced to the Dergah, what are the things you talk to them in the first place, and what do they find in your Dergah?
Well, sometimes people find religious people first time strange, because we sometimes are wearing, as you see, because of our love for Maulana Sheikh Nazım, he likes us to wear a traditional sunnah clothing, with the big pants and the lefi and the tarbush and the turbans and the vests and the loose shirts to model ourselves after him. When I'm first coming to the Tariqa, many people are asking, are you from a tribal place in Afghanistan? They don't know where you're coming from. I say, I know I'm from California. They are very surprised. And so when people come, at first they feel like, oh, how can I fit in? Is this a place for me? But of course, everyone is welcome, no matter how they like to dress. We begin to dress in this manner in our homes and in our communities out of love for Sheikh Nazım and as an example to people that these sunnahs, using the tooth stick, holding a walking stick, wearing the turban, are important reminders of the great realities of Islam in history and its noble nature. But these are not essential. These are just things that as people grow in love for Sheikh Nazım and the Naqshbandi way, they adopt these manners.
All right, brother. We know that you're familiar with the Harun Yahya's works. And can you please tell us how you came to know his works? And also, what is your opinion on them, inshallah?
MashaAllah, they are very impressive, particularly now on the internet. We are seeing so many videos of Sheikh Yahya doing so much good work praising our Sheikh. We are very flattered
MashaAllah.
And impressed. Also, Sheikh Hisham Kabani, Sheikh Adnan Kabani, these are my wife's uncles.
MashaAllah.
They are respectable people.
Very
and,
much.
Lovely dressing and turbans, and we're very impressed with his praise in his videos. But, you know, I was aware of Sheikh Yahya years ago when he first became in the news in the United States because he was promoting books against the terrible poison of Darwinism.
Yes.
And he was well known in the American media as a person who was talking to our government and trying to promote Islamic creationism and this philosophy. And of course, this is a very worthwhile activity, and I was impressed with this many years ago. So I've been aware for some time of his work, and alhamdulillah, we know that he also supports our community and with a good spiritual attitude, and so we are very impressed and always looking for opportunities to praise him.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
And also, our Sheikh Nazim and praises his and talks very highly about his books and works, of, and his, he calls brother Mr. Adnan Oktar as his son, MashaAllah. And in 1987, he had a speech, our Sheikh, about brother Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, and saying that he is given the maqam of Yusuf alayhi salam, MashaAllah. He was he came right after he came out of the jail in the hospital.
Yeah.
Because he has so much light and beauty in his face.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Mr. Miles says, our Sultan Sheikh Nazim al-Haqqani believes that we live in the end times, and he waits Hazrat Mehdi. Can you tell us about, can you tell us your opinions about this topic?
Well, Maulana Sheikh Nazim is bringing knowledges from the hidden world. He is seeing truths and speaking. I can't speak for his knowledges. This is from his wisdoms, and we accept them. But in spite of this, there are also so many signs.
Yes.
There is a science, as we all know, of prophecy, and a science of events as they move quickly towards these sometimes terrifying and overwhelming conclusions. Yes. We see the increased and dramatic decadence of life, not just in the Western countries, but unfortunately in every country. We see the climate of war and hatred in the Middle East, particularly Syria at this moment, becoming so dramatic, with one side saying La ilaha illallah and another side saying La ilaha illallah, and yet brutally, cruelly murdering one another.
Yes.
So we cannot be true Islamic people, we cannot be true Muslim people, and not expect and hope and pray every day for Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam to come and to correct this difficult time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears suffering children's prayers, and he will not allow this situation to continue. It seems even one day longer seems too long.
MashaAllah, yeah. Sheikh Nazim is stated in several of his speeches that Mehdi is alive and active, inshallah. And also, before the Arab Spring, our Sheikh had a speech, Sheikh Nazim, and saying that the Arab Spring, the conflict will start, and he specifically named Egypt, Algeria, and several countries 2 months before the event started, alhamdulillah, and two months after his speech, the event started as Arab Spring in these countries. MashaAllah.
And, and I should point out that Maulana Sheikh was one of the few people in the whole world that I'm hearing who was somewhat critical and saying, slowly, we must not rush into these events. We must support our leaders. We must not be so foolish as to run into a future which may not be what we expect. And so we see that the so-called Arab Spring has turned into a something of a cold winter.
Yes. But these are the signs of, inshallah, end times and the Mehdi alayhi salam, inshallah, and described in hadiths in very detail.
Must be.
MashaAllah.
Yeah, MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Brother, it was a great pleasure and honor to have you tonight. Inshallah.
I hope I have not said anything incorrect. And thank you so much for talking to me. And I hope in the future we can maybe do this again.
MashaAllah. We can see the wisdom in you and your the nur in your face. And your morality is like our Sheikh Nazim's. MashaAllah. We hope to see you in Istanbul. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Soon.
We like to be there.
Yeah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
So we come to the end of our show today. We had very great interview with our brother Ismail Abdul Malik. On behalf of everyone here in Istanbul, we would like to say good night. Selamun aleyküm, inshallah.
Aleyküm selam, inshallah.
İnşallah.